time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Late last week, on the 11th and 12th of November, the virtual APEC Leaders Summit took place. The APEC Summit, which stands for Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, was this year hosted by our Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. The discussions and conclusions that took place at the summit have since received a lot of positive feedback, with the leaders having a main focus on climate change issues and pandemic recovery. As well as this, the results of the One News Colmar Brunton poll came out this week, which ran between the 22nd and 26th of September. In this poll, Labor fell to 41% support, National went up to 28%, the Green Party to 9%, and the ACT Party remained unchanged at 14%. While National went up 2 points, Judith Collins as preferred Prime Minister lost a bit of support, while David Seymour gained some. So this morning, I spoke with Brooke about these two topics, starting off with the APEC Leaders Summit. I began by asking Brooke if she thought Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern did a good job with hosting this year's summit.
Oh, look, I think it's really exciting that New Zealand was the host for the APEC summit this year. It's a little bit disappointing that the leadership summit couldn't happen in person with the COVID restrictions, and so probably didn't have the effect that it could have done if all the leaders were gathering in one place. But I do think it puts New Zealand on the world stage and shows our importance in the Asia-Pacific with other APEC leaders, and I think puts New Zealand on the map.
At the summit, the leaders endorsed the Aotearoa Action Plan, which commits the countries to cutting red tape and boosting Indigenous economies. What are your thoughts on this endorsement?
Oh, look, I think it's wonderful that leaders from around the Asia Pacific have come together to say that they want to reduce regulations. There's a huge amount that not only New Zealand but all other countries can be doing to make business better for people within their countries. And a lot of that is to do with reducing regulatory burden, reducing a whole bunch of trade rules that can happen between countries. And I think that's good because it helps New Zealand businesses to grow and also provides for better market access across the world. I think those are good things.
There was a main focus at the summit on climate change issues and pandemic recovery. Do you agree that these two things are some of the biggest economic challenges facing the world today?
Well, look, I think I need to make the point that it's really interesting that James Shaw has gone over to COP26 over in Glasgow when Xi Jinping from China didn't go there, but he did come to speak at the APEC forum, specifically on climate change. And so I have to point to the question of, well, why did James Shaw have to jet all the way around the world when one of the biggest players in the world didn't go to that forum, when we had Xi Jinping via Zoom giving an address about the issues facing the Asia Pacific? I think we need to be clear that when we have big players in our neighbouring area wanting to raise issues, we need to be there, which is why I'm glad they were at the APEC summit. But I think the issues of geopolitical strategy and security in our neighbourhood is of a greater importance to China than climate change. And that's shown by which forum they decided to go to.
So do you think that climate change should have been neglected more so at this APEC summit?
I don't think it should have been neglected. I think climate change is an issue that's on the minds of all countries, and we need to work with our neighbouring countries to make sure that we are addressing the issues of global emissions. But I think there is an interesting point that does need to be raised about when China is involved in one forum versus another. That goes to show where their interests lie, and that interest is in geopolitical strategy of the Asia Pacific and less so on climate change. And I think we need to take a larger look at how New Zealand is placed securely in the future in the Asia Pacific rather than forgetting that because our focus is on climate change.
Let's now move on to our next topic, the recent NZ polling that took place. How do you feel about the results of this polling?
Oh, I'm very happy to see that the ACT Party has continued to grow, but also not just the ACT Party, the whole opposition is growing. So not only are we being an opposition, we're putting forward good ideas, good proposition, and we're seeing that gap closing from the general election where there was 26% in it down to 6 points now. And I think that goes to show that the ACT Party is a growing strength, can not only, you know, potentially get into government, but also change the direction of the country.
In the preferred Prime Minister ratings, David Seymour is quite a bit above Judith Collins. The leader of the ACT Party has not always been ahead of the leader of the opposition. So where do you think Judith Collins went wrong?
Oh, look, I don't spend too much time thinking of the leader of the other political party. But what I would say is that she is the current leader. We've gone through a few so far, so it's not something that could potentially be just pointed to Judith. But the ACT Party has very strong leadership under David Seymour. Not only are we consistent in our thinking, but we're consistently listening to New Zealanders and hearing their concerns.
Just coming back to Judith Collins and the National Party, on News Hub Nation, she suggested that National's poor polling was down to COVID-19. What do you think of this statement?
Well, I think there is a certain amount that does need to be said for people wanting stability, especially in a time of crisis, and so wanting to stick with the party that they supported. But I don't think that that's completely right. I mean, we're seeing a lot of division under this government, especially when it comes to COVID. But in other aspects, you know, you've got businesses who are really struggling and they're getting more regulation put on them every day. You've got more children who are leaving school without the skills that they need to actually thrive in the modern environment. There are a whole range of different aspects where the government isn't doing as well as it could, and that's what ACT has picked up, and that's where we are being serious and putting forward proposition, and I think people are responding to that.
That was ACT Party's Brooke Van Velden speaking with me about the APIC Leaders Summit and the One News Colmar Brunton poll.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.